I was tossed down until we up and then we ice. Yeah, but nigga to the J code. Ballin' on my haters, I think that I'm stuck in beast mode. Make it through the foul, run to the line and make the throw. I think that I'm deep, warm like I'm deep, oh. Hey, but I like the fade. Yeah, I got these diamonds on me, and these bitches all in my face. And you wanna be the car, and you wanna win the race. But you cannot ride with me, cause I was gone on a chase. Now a day, call for a girlfriend. Days, I don't know when the world spins. Life like we die when the world ends. Alright, every time we promise, break a sin.
Hello, this is your girl Star, and you're listening to the Star Days Live Show. Okay, I have so much energy for to have been out all day. Okay, I didn't want to jinx or anything because I didn't have an official naming ceremony. I like to do everything decent and in order. Okay. But I have been for over a year now running errands, been an errand runner. Okay. It originally started off just for the elderly and the disabled people, individuals that I knew or that people referred me to. And it evolved after they wanted, you know, me to expand my services and everything. So I had to get that together because it's just one me, really. My husband helps out, I guess, when he's not working, when he can or whatever. My kids help out when it's, you know, when they can and they're not in school or whatever. But for the most part, it's me. And so I had to, you know, really think on it to see if this was something I want to expand. I know in the previous episode I was telling you all, you know, I had to get it together to present it to you. But I finalized everything and I'm good to go. People like, why do you like? You all do not understand that I love running errands. As a kid, I loved going when people were running errands. Especially my parents going to the grocery store. That meant I got snacks. So errands have left a good impression on my life. So I love errands, but it's not about that now that I'm an adult. So, but it's the joy of helping someone that can't do it. Like now, I'm dealing with a lot of professionals who just need the, you know, grocery shopping. So I go get the grocery as well as put it up, you know, put it away and everything. So all they have to do is, you know, go to work, come home, relax, maybe fix their meal and chill. Okay? It's just small things, the little things, by just going to the grocery store, by getting their mail. And I have some people that do a lot of traveling, so I do home checks. You know, put the trash on the curb, bring it off of the curb, you know, things like that. Because, you know, most of us, if we're frequent travelers, we know we are gone during the pickup time and the drop off, or sometimes we forget to do the whole mail service, which is available. I know I'm guilty of this. I have forgotten to do a whole mail service only to come back and my mailbox is like brimming over with all of the sale papers, circulars, and everything. So I understand that, you know, that's a need because we simply forget. And I'm just a call away, an email away, a text away from, you know, handling that. What did I do? I recently taken donuts, food. I drive a subcompact, a Mitsubishi Mirage, a new Mitsubishi Mirage. So I put that sucker to work. I've been letting down the seeds. It's amazing. If you are looking for a car, I suggest you get a subcompact car. It's actually roomy. It's great for, you know, college kids, high school kids, you know. It's awesome. And this will not be my first purchase. I am like sold. I remember when I liked the Volkswagen Beetle, and that was like the tiny car to get. Then I moved up to one Mini Cooper, and from the Mini Cooper did the Aveo. Then I went to the Versa. Now I'm in my Mitsubishi Mirage. I have the Chevy Spark. So if it's a tiny car, 9 times out of 10, I've been in it, drove it, or owned it. Fiat. I haven't did the, what's it, it's a twofer. I haven't tried that or been in that yet. But I have delivered a entire buffet for what they had on their menu by laying down seats in my subcompact car. So I have really been doing it. I've really been getting it and doing it. And I'm pretty affordable. So, no, I haven't had any complaints as far as getting, you know, paid and everything. I have a base, like, fee. And, you know, I have a base fee per hour. And everyone, you know, you provide your own expenses, you know, the funds for whatever you want. Like, I picked up some Gucci shoes. I guess it's Gucci season. Okay, so I picked up some Gucci shoes and everything. I'm starting dropping the name of some of these retailers. I'm here in Memphis, Tennessee, so I'm going to drop some of these retailer names. I'm going to compile a list so that I can get that out in case, you know, you're looking for something, because everyone is not shopping at Macy's. What's a hot, another hot, these hot stores. We have some new looks that are selling like Gucci. I mean, real deal Gucci. We have Fendi. Ferragamo. You don't have to, you know, go online. We actually have stores here. Actually have the stores where you can go in, look at your purchase, you know, and get it. My customers are awesome. They're like family. They really are. They're like family to me. I haven't had any issues in over a year. Never encountered one issue. There's never been an issue thus far. I hope I'm not missing anything, but it's been so wonderful, and I gotta say, I love my job. I just wanted something to do, since I can't really like be a stay-at-home mom. I guess I got bored. I tried it. I got bored. Coming from corporate to being a stay-at-home mom, that was a huge leap. Started the blogging, video logging. I have to do something to keep myself busy, so I did that for a short period of time. Then the idea came, why not just, you know, help someone? My neighbors were getting scammed. It was trying to be a scam, to get them to pay their utility using a Green Dot card or something. They had to go to Walgreens and purchase and put money on and give all the information to someone. Man, I was like, no. Pay your utility bill the way you have been paying it for all of these years. No new system has came out. Nothing new has happened other than, to my knowledge, smart meters But not the payment system still set up the same way. So I have to teach my seniors and my disabled people, individual, that no, there are scams out here. There are really people out here trying to scam you. They really are. And they have sweet smile, nice attitude. They just come to you. I don't know, just coming all humble and everything. They're not just trying it for the senior citizen and the disabled. They come. I've had people try to scam me, so, and I'm not an elderly person, so they're just trying anyone that they feel was gonna fall for the okey-doke. And that got up under my skin because my mom is elderly, and they're just like, I'm not saying that she's gullible, but their mindset is, it's easier. This nice, sweet young individual wants to do this. Why not let her? No. I had to get sister girl. No. No, ma'am. No. We're not going this route. And my neighbors, most of my neighbors are elderly, so I have to look out for them. I go handle financial confidential business for them, provide receipt, telephone, photo, whatever they need to feel secure. Because I'm at a place in my life that it doesn't bother me. Once upon a time, I was like, why do you need all this? I'm not trying to do this. But now I'm at an age where I myself would need to see proof, because people are out here skimming, scamming, any kind of essing. So that's why I say I haven't had any problems, anything. I've been getting tips, so I guess I'm doing something good. I get tips and everything. I don't ask for anything extra because, like I said, I have an amazing, amazing husband. So I really, this is just something to like keep me busy. Just put a little extra money in my pockets, But it's not, it's something that I choose to do. It's not like I have to do it. And I must say, I really love it. I really do. And I want to keep it going for as long as I possibly can. My kids enjoy the little things that they get to do. So, they can do when they start, getting college and everything. They probably do a little errand running service, too. So, it's beneficial. They get to learn the ins and outs of it. Make a little side money. But if you're in the Memphis, Tennessee area and you need an errand runner, you can just look me up. A2Z Errands. I'm on Instagram with that. Have a Facebook page. Let's see. And Twitter. I think Instagram and Twitter is A2Z_Errands. So just do that, and I should pop, information should pop right up. Just hit me up if you're in Memphis, Tennessee, you need an errand runner. I will be more than happy to service your needs, get you started with whatever, because I have some customers that are, I do things for them, twice a week, sometimes three times a week, one or two. I do daily errands, daily errand, So it varies, I do the pickup prescriptions. It's a detailed list. When you get to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, it is a website, so you can like look into more detail and see what you need, what's offered, and you can fill out a questionnaire. But the main question I've been getting, like from new clients, are about the transportation. I'm doing a service. This is not like a business per se, if that's understandable. So I'm not doing like the commercial, like insurance, where I can it's take care of, I guess, me running a business per se. So no, I do not offer transportation with alongside any of the services. I have on like several occasions accompanied someone. I'm just gonna give a little example, but I'm not telling it how it really is. Let's say a daughter has to take maybe her dad to the doctor, but she has to go back to work right after. I will accompany on that trip, to take notes and get the information, what's needed to the daughter or the family member that, needs to know what's going on and like that. Or I'll drive my personal vehicle to the site to accompany the person and everything. I just make life easier, but I don't know, transportation is provided with any of the services offered. Let's see what else. But like I said, guys, I'm so excited to share it with you. I was holding back. I know many like, why so long? I was holding back because I had to get everything, squared away, do a trial run and everything. I kind of thought I was going to let the jack out of the box in October or November, but here I am. Everything worked out a little sooner. Test run, all of the services over the sun, did weddings. Weddings are so beautiful. I have to keep extra tissue on hand because I cry at weddings. It's just so beautiful that tears just start rolling down my weddings are so beautiful. We did added, I think March of this year, March 2018, we started the wedding service and the event staffing, as I have acquired a crew. How cool is that? People want to invest, in my business, invest their time, and make a little side money too. So I have a crew for events, like concerts, not a concert per se, unless it's like a small concert. I don't have that many people. We did ushering, ticket booths for plays. That worked out amazing. My staff is screened because as with the event, the staff must be trusted with confidential information. You can't just go leaking everybody's business all everywhere. So I have confidentiality waivers and contracts and everything that my staff must review, sign. I do training, everything, because my reputation is on the line and I cannot have my reputation tarnished, because you want to reveal the hotel that a guest or who we're working with, you never know what's going to happen these days. So I'm prepared before all events. There's a confidentiality agreement. Signed a confidentiality waiver with the, you know, the host or whatever. So I cover all the bases. So far, so good. And I'm excited to see what the future holds for this journey. I have quite a few journeys this year. Isn't that cool? This year alone, I've done the lock. I'm getting locks. And I must say they're coming along just great. And my other journey is this service, as well as I've added. So I was, you know, doing a test run. Everything turned out as well as expected. No issues with the staffing or anything. Had to do legal, did the legal way. We have an attorney and everything. Trying to see, was there any more questions I kept getting besides the transportation? I think that was